Nolte, Disney Employees Losing Faith in CEO Bob Iger. By John Nolte on November 8, 2023. Disney Grooming Syndicate employees are watching their company founder and losing faith in CEO Bob Iger, according to a report from Business Insider. Bob Iger had retired a legend after 15 years in February of 2020. Bob Chapek then took over and was immediately handed three insurmountable problems: the China flu, the move to streaming, and an employee revolt over a Florida bill to protect school children from being groomed in public schools. Chapek did the best he could. But Iger's ego got the best of him. Iger apparently believed his return alone would solve these sticky problems. He also undermined Chapek by stating his oppositing to protecting children from grooming. And then Iger returned. A foolish move if there ever was one. And now Disney is in serious trouble and Iger's legend is forever tarnished. He should have stayed retired. Disney collapsing without him would have burnished his legend plenty. Instead, Disney's terrible streaming service Disney Plus has lost $11 billion, with a B, under his watch. Disney's theme parks are looking shaky. The movies are bombing, the stock price is hitting near decade lows. And the 72-year-old Iger has made one public relations error after another with all his talk about selling off the linear TV outlets like ABC and FX as non-core. From the Business Insider report, Iger is no longer enjoying the goodwill he once commanded on Wall Street as well as inside Disney, where people have been shaken by the layoffs, talk of selling linear Disney TV assets like ABC, and uncertainty about the company's path forward. He's also more isolated, with many of his most trusted confidants, like communications chief Zaini Amuchaw, top lawyer Alan Braverman, film chief Alan Horn, HR lead Jane Parker, and CFO Christine McCarthy, having moved on. There was a lot of excitement and hope at the return of Bob Iger a year ago, a current Disney staffer told Insider. As far as I can tell, a lot of that, if not all of that, has dissipated. Outside Burbank, other Disney offices threw more muted 100th anniversary celebrations. The company also sent all employees a centenary badge and a lithograph featuring Disney's deep roster of iconic characters, from Mickey to Ariel, along with a letter from Iger extolling the company's creative storytelling. No one was like, whoopee, a second employee grumbled. Naturally, like all other corporate media outlets, Business Insider refuses to report on Disney's real problem, which is how Disney's obsession with identity politics and perverted embrace of adult sexuality, including the open grooming of small children, has alienated millions and millions of normal people. Disney has brazenly added homosexuality, transsexuals, and transvestites to children's programming, animated movies, and its theme parks. Just as stupidly, legendary franchises like Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and Marvel have been poisoned by having beloved heroes replaced with sexless girl bosses. Disney has bent over backwards to alienate and insult normal Americans from every walk of life. The result has been a creative disaster that has destroyed its films, television series, and streaming services, costing billions and billions of dollars. The reputational damage is impossible to quantify and could be generational. The very idea that Disney is now seen as a divisive and a danger to small children seemed impossible a decade ago, but here we are. Every Disney woe can be traced back to the fact that Disney is now evil, a child predator. It really is as simple as that. Groomer Bob is doing nothing to reverse Disney's evil turn. That would require moral courage, something he does not have. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time is available to order, including Kindle and Audible. Amazon reviews are appreciated and helpful.